Hey, Lynch, this was kind of Lucifer Shai, Mesha, and the Rifka Bas Mesha Israel. He's Chusra for Shlame Chai, Mesha, and Malcolm, Miriam, Brachma, Sarah, Malcolm, Matritz, and Pegaldino, and it's Chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Resh Nun Zayin. We started at the end of last week this idea of Hatmana. Very briefly, we learned that there's two kinds of Hatmanas: Hatmana that's Meis of Chaim, Hatmana that's not Meis of Chaim. Hatmana that's Meis of Chaim, you can't do even if you're doing it before Shabbos. Hatmana that's Eina Meis of Chaim, you can only do if you're doing it before Shabbos. However, once Shabbos started, Mechaber and the Rama, the first sheet, said you cannot do any type of Hatmana whatsoever. Okay, that was basically, obviously, not going to go through the whole thing again. We're holding in Sif Aleph at the end of the Rama, there's another V'yesh Aimrim. The Yesh those who say much more Makel than all the sheet that we have till now. The chol ze now we're only talking that this sheet holds that when is Hatmana Osir? When you're doing it for a food that you're going to eat at night. Now let's go back, okay? Let's go back so we understand this Yesh Aimrim. What was the reason we said Hatmana was Osir? The reason Hatmana was Osir, because maybe you're going to unwrap it, you're going to realize it's not hot enough, you may come to heat it up, maybe you're going to. If you do Atman in something that's Meis of Chaim, you might be Mechata in the Chacham, right? That was our concern, and therefore the Chacham came along and they said no Atmana. Now, let's also remember another thing. You remember we said that when it came to leaving something on the fire, we had a concern also Shemi Yachata, right? By Shihiyah, by leaving it on from before Shabbos, and you want to leave it on the fire. However, over there we said that let's say I have something that's a Davar Chai, it's totally raw. And it's impossible that it'll be ready for at night. I'm certainly not eating it till the next day. We had this concept that Ibiza, you can leave it on. Why? Because since you may see Achdas from it, we're not concerned of Shami Yachata. Now, so that was a concept we had by Shia that since it's for by day, we're not going to be interested in it for at night. So therefore, we're no longer concerned of Shami Yachata. Now, according to most of the sheet, that's a concept that was said by Shia. That was not a concept that said by Hatmana. This Yesh Aimrim equates Hatmana and Shia together. And therefore, now we can understand it. The Yesh Aimrim, the Chol Zayin Asa, that all these cases of Hatmana is Asa, Ela Kasha Chalaila, when you're doing it for at nighttime. Aval Kasha when your whole Hatmana is that you want to eat it the next day. Well, I can go ahead and take my cholent that I'm going to leave on the fire and wrap it up in towels. I'm doing Hatmana in something that is Mais of Chaim. And therefore, but I'm not concerned that what was the whole concern? I might end up being mechata. I might do that hatmana and something that has coals in it. I'm not concerned since it's only four by day. The same concept that we had by Shia. However, this is only a yesh aimrim, and the Ramah says, "Ubi di'eved yesh lismay chalzer." But the eved, if you really need to, you could be samech on this. Ubi vach lo yeh rugel lasses kain. It shouldn't be something that you do regularly. Okay, so I hope I was able to explain that properly. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Afal Kishamatman, Hatam, and the Mishnah Berurah will explain what we just said outside. The Ikar Masha Asru Lahatman, the Mice of Hevel. What was the main reason that we said Hatamana and something Mice of Hevel is Asa? Because maybe you do Hatamana that something has coals in it, and you might be Mechata. Balkane, cave and shematman macha. Since this food is only for tomorrow, svira lahu la yesh aimrim de loy shayach gezerah. We don't have this gezerah. Da fila im la yagia tavshala Michael Bender say, even if it's right now not Michael Bender say, yispashal memela kala this is going to cook the whole night, and therefore we're not concerned about shami yachata. This sheet holds the mutalahatmim in the special called tzarche. The same thing that it was completely cooked. The lo yavi gamke lachatas. We said the same thing by Shia that something that's completely cooked, we're not worried about shemi yachata because why would you be mechata? The food's completely cooked already. So even if that money was for at night, so either according to the Yeshayim, either it's completely cooked, then even if you're eating it at night, or it's completely raw and you're not going to eat it tonight, you're only going to eat it tomorrow. This is the same sheet that we'll have a little bit later on in Siv Zayin. So the Lamaisa the Rama said that b'di'evad you can be simich on this. However, shelo yehi ragel mashma, the imu ragel, if this is something you do regularly, af b'di'evad asa, it's asa. V'atam the amikadin ein lemakam layeshayim k'mashi kasei grosh shara pais k'mikadin. This is not the way we paskin. The chen kasei yesh rekil nekamen ein lemakam adin l'chach kasei sham Rama the ein l'nekayim b'shara mekaymis. And therefore, unless it's a great need, it's not something that we should be relying on. Okay, let's continue with Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, I feel a tafshush and a special called Tzarchai, us lahatman b'shabes p'dava sheni ma'is of hevel. So if you have a pot that's completely cooked, okay, so you warmed up your soup before Shabbos, it's totally cooked, it's still nice and warm. You didn't leave a fire on. Come home on Friday night, you want it to stay hot. So you take out a big towel and you wrap it up. You're not allowed to do that. Even though the food is completely cooked, when we come makim, losim kalim ala tafshin. However, if you want to put a keli over it, kedei l'shamrei min achbar, you want to, it's open, and you don't want the mice to get to it. You don't want it to get dirty, so you have the food is over there. Now, your ikka reason you're covering it is not that it should stay warm. The reason you're covering it is in order to protect the food. Shari, it's mutu. She'ein zeh kematman lahachim. This is not like somebody who's doing atman in order to warm up. Ela kashayim of a nice and kisa la kaderi. That's no different than putting a cover on your pot and or on your plate, and therefore that is mutu. Let's see mishaburu. Also lahatman b'shabbos. We call makom of the avashari kanal basif katan ches. Lamaisa, as we said previously, if I went ahead and I took my soup and I wrapped it up in towels, I was not allowed to do it. However, being that it's not mice of chaim, so even if I eat it, at the most, all the towel accomplished was to maintain the heat level that it was on. What's the problem with having anah from something that I was over nisa darabanan? The problem is that I'm having anah from a benefit that I got from an issa darabanan. However, as we said in Sifches, when it comes to davar she'ein mice of chaim, I didn't really add anything, right? Because it did not add any heat. At the most, it maintained the heat. So therefore, since you're not having anah, we said if you did it, although you weren't allowed to, you are still allowed to eat the food. Losam kalim in order to cover it. And now fill begadim. So you have a pot and it's open. You want, you can take a towel. And but the reason you're covering it is not to maintain the heat. The reason you're covering it is it shouldn't get dirty. Bugs shouldn't get into it. There you're allowed to. It goes to your intent. If your intent is that it should stay hot, that's hatmana. If your intent is that it shouldn't get dirty, it shouldn't get ruined, that is not considered hatmana. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Now, you remember we discussed this earlier on in the beginning. We said that the Mechaber is going to discuss different items that are considered mice of chayim, meaning that if you wrap it around your food or you place it around your pot, it will add heat to your food. Now, as we said, that practically today, these are not cases that we really have. Practically, the case that we have today is your blech, and you want to wrap something up that's on the blech, that is our mice of chayim. So we do have the concept of atmana be mice of chayim, but these exact items that we're going to see over here in Siv Kibble is not really something that we practically see, but let's go through them. Elihem dvarim ha-mesifim hevel. The following are items that are mice of hevel. They add heat. Psoila shel zeisim. Those are the leftovers, the pulp of the olives. Oy shel shumshinen, or from sesame seed, vizevel, that's waste, animal waste. Melech, salt, sid, lime, v'choil, sand, bein lachem, bein yaveshim, whether they are dry or they are still moist. The teven, that's a sort of straw, v'zagin, that's the leftovers from the vines that are cut off. Umoichin, v'asavin, v'zman sheshlosh den lachem. Moichin was, I'll have to remember. It'll come to me in a minute. Maybe the Shabbat tells us. So these last four, Tevin, Zagin, Meichen, and Asavim, the Mishmur is going to tell us what these items are. When they are moist. Those are all items that are Mice of Hevel. So before we go into the list of items that are not Mice of Hevel, let's see the Mishmur on this. Even though when it comes to Atmana, the leftovers of the olives and the leftovers of the sesame seeds are have the same halacha, okay? However, mikol makom yashchilik beinayim, there is still a slight difference. The b'shumshemen, who adim b'chol advarim and askarim kan, All the things that we mentioned, if you want to, if you're taking your food and you're hiding it or sort of placing it inside of this, it's asa. What happens if I put my food into a box? So that's not Moisav Chaim. Okay. You're going to Kupa Shel Tzemer. It's made from wool. Kahai Gavna. Mutalaniyach HaKupa Aleihem. Now I can take that box and put it into these other items because that the thing that's Moisav Chaim is 1 degree away from your food. Aber al Gefes Shel Zeisim. Also, when it comes to the Gefes Shel Zeisim, Aslaniyach, because there the Chamimi Tvei. They seem to really produce a lot of heat. And there would be us. So again, not so negative, but if you decide to take your food, your oyster steak, and put it into your wool bag, and now you want to take your wool bag and put it into the pulp of the zeisim, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, but tevin comes to like straw, beinhu arach, whether they're long pieces like nechtach or if they got chopped up into little pieces. Daka is zagin, what zagin who soila shel yekev yayin, that is the leftovers of the wine. Moichin kol davar rach kari moichin kagon tzemer gefen, this is like katan, utlishes tzemesh rach shel behemah, the soft wool that's pulled off the animal. Ugriras begadim b'liyim, if you take old clothes and you grind them up, that's what's called muchen. Okay. Sheshlashdan, what the last three items, the Mishmur is just telling us the last three is actually four items. It's Tevin, Zagan, Leichen, and Asavin. Lachen, if they're moist, then they're Moisa Hevel. They're not moist, they're not Moisa Hevel. Now, what does that mean, moist? Says the Mishaburu, the Lachen, Yeshbin, Hevel, Haber, Yosemi, Vashem, because they have a lot more, they give off a lot more heat than dry ones. Mashma, from the Chaba seems the Bain Lachem, Machmas, Atzer, Melachem, Machmas, whether they are moist because they're fresh or moist because you poured water on them, they would both be asa. Shnayim only if they just have not dried up yet. They give off more heat. When something that is moist because you added liquid, once they dried up, you added liquid to it, that would not be mice of Hevel. Again, these items are not so negata, so we can just move through them quickly to learn the halacha. Okay, back to the mechaber. The eli dvarim she'ena ma'asif hevel. The following items are not ma'asif hevel. Ksus, an item of clothing. Uperis, fruit. Kanfei yoina, wings of a dove. Ashar noitzes or other feathers of other animals, other birds. Una'oris shel pishtin, pieces of flax. Unishsoris shel charoshin, that's the sawdust from a woodsmith. Okay. So he explains Parash Akash Hadak, that's the small Hanoifwana, when you plane them, the sawdust that comes off. Says there, so all those items are not considered mice of Hevel. Let's see the Mishabura on this. Same thing as with blankets, pillows, shearings of wool from the animal, upeirais, fruit, kigon chitin, vikitnias, so we used wheat kernels or beans, or other feathers. So if it's all feathers, I'm not Moisav Chaim. So why does the Mechaber specifically mention Kanfe of a dove? That was the expression that's used in the Gemara because that's what was common by them. That's what they had. When the Irish shall piston, dak, piston, these are the small little pieces that come off from the pishtin. Okay, those are all things that are not Moisav Hevel. Let's just finish up this sif. Says Rama, yes, Imrim. The mutal hatman b'sloim, you're allowed to go ahead and do atmana in flintstone. Those were rocks that were used to, you rub them together, they make a spark, and that's how they would start a fire. They were called flintstones or flint. Afal pisha my sif, and not flintstone was something else. Flint. Since it was very uncommon for you to use flint to do atmana, and therefore there's no gezeira. Why was it uncommon? Says the Mishnah. These are these small stones that you're able to produce fire from it. What does it mean? It's not shchiach. Nobody in your right mind would do this. Why not? They break the pot. They ruin the food. Something that you, on occasion, you do atmana with it. Afal gavda leishchiach, even though it's not common, gazer rabbanon, the rabbanon's gezeru would apply. What does it mean leishchiach? Leishchiach is that nobody in their right mind would do it because it ruins it. Therefore, there's no gezeru. Kasev rishal b'tshuva eifracham udavashen emayis of hevel v'shari litmanbay. If you have sand that became hot or ashes that's hot, you allowed to do atmana el imkema or b'gecholim. Unless there's still coals mixed into it, then obviously you're not allowed to do it. V'aviyal yarab v'tayis shabbos. Something that if you go ahead and you heat up a towel, right, and you put your towel into your dryer, and then you wrap it around your food, take it right out of the dryer and wrap it over the food, that is not something that's mice of hevel just because it's hot. A towel is not something that's mice of hevel. Happens to be hot now, so therefore, but that's not considered dava mice of hevel. Somebody's dava mice of hevel, it creates its own heat. These items that the Mechaber mentioned that create heat, it is because of the whatever the breakdown of it, the fermentation process of it after they're crushed and like that, they actually produce heat. They create humidity, they create heat, that it adds actually heat to the pot. Something that became hot, that in and of itself is not mice of hevel, but you made it hot, that's not considered something that is mice of hevel. Okay, and Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.